With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show, a special NPL show featuring all the newbies joining the league for next season. Coming up over the next hour or so, we're going to be hearing from Runcorn Linnets, from Widnes, from Pickering Town, from Pontefract Collieries, from Morpeth Town, from Mash United, from Wisbeach Town and from AFC Mansfield. All of that and loads more on this week's EvoStick NPL show. Welcome. So, hello everybody and welcome to this impromptu EvoStick NPL show, end of season special. It's May, everyone's gone on holiday, but still in the country, myself and James Hayes. Hello James, how are you?
Evening Ben, how are you doing?
I'm all good. You are still in the country, you've not gone over to Yorkshire or anything, have you? You are still this side of the Pennines.
I'm just about on this side of the Pennines.
Stay
I'm
currently
sunning myself up in the middle of Saddleworth. So.
Excellent stuff. Saddleworth, borderline. Right, okay. coming up in this week's show, we have got some interviews. Now, most people, normal people involved in football, go on holiday in May. So some of these interviews might not happen, but we're hopeful that we'll get some interviews on this week's show. First things first, we are going to be discussing the very interesting topic that is football allocations at Step 3 and 4. Now, James has come on the air this evening without any notes because this has been his life for the last fortnight and he knows all this stuff off by heart now. That's what he told me off air earlier. So we'll hold him to that. So just to confirm, step three for next season. So this is the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. Obviously, leaving us will be Altrincham and playoff winning Ashton United, and we both wish them well for next season. Coming in from the top end, from National League North, we've got Gainsborough Trinity and North Ferriby United. North Ferriby United have got new owners, I'm right in saying, aren't I, James?
Yes, as of yesterday afternoon, obviously the chairman there decided that he wants to sell up and they were looking for new investors to come for next season. I mean, it's been a good 6-7 years. I mean, obviously we started the NPL show with North Ferriby in our league.
There'll be some North Ferriby United supporters who'll be listening to this going, my goodness, that podcast still exists. Yes, it does. And hopefully it'll be here next season as well. I saw North Ferriby United for their last game of the season. And it was a young side, but a very impressive one. So we'll see what happens for next season. But welcome to Gainsborough Trinity and to North Ferriby United. No offence to Luke and Chris, but the podcast at this level is a lot better. Just to say.
Indeed it is.
Banter. Right. coming up from the bottom end, the NPL Division 1 North, we, of course, have got the three promotees, the champions of Division 1 North, South Shields, plus as well Scarborough Athletic and Hyde United, and, of course, playoff winning Bamber Bridge. And from the South, we've got Basford United, champions of Division 1 South. They'll be joining a plethora of big-name sides in the NPL Premier Division next season. Buxton, Farnsley Celtic, Grantham Town, Lancaster, Marine, Matlock Town, Micklover, Nantwich, Shaw Lane, Stalybridge Celtic, who are now without Steve Burr. More on that in a second. Oh, that's because he's gone to Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers, Warrington Town, Whitby Town, Witton Albion, and Workington, leaving us and heading to the newly formed Central Division will be Rushall Olympic, Stourbridge, Hensford Town, Hales Owen, Colville, and our personal favourite, Barwell. And we wish everyone well in the Central League and good luck and all the best for next season to our friends there at those Midlands-based sides. But what do you make of the Premier Division next season, James?
It's going to be a very, very strong league. I mean, if you look at some of the departures from manager-wise in the last couple of days as well, most notably from Grantham Town, Adam Stevenson, who decided to resign yesterday from Grantham Town to go back to Colville, who are obviously going to the Central League. It's going to be a tough league next year. You've got the four best teams from the North. No disrespect to Prescott Gables, but the four best teams from Division 1 North in that division, Basford, who were winning it by 15-20 points, and they're keeping the majority of the team for next season. You're going to have 6-7 teams fighting for one, and a half play and a half promotion spots. Again, the half promotion spot being this super playoff we mentioned a couple of weeks ago.
Well, let's not get into that yet. God, that's for August show. Let's just deal with the teams that I've got highlighter pen through them on my notes. So that's step three. Obviously, as well, there was teams who got promoted and we touched upon them. A big thank you as well to Alva Church and Bedworth United, and best of luck. And to our old friends as well, Rushton and Diamonds, who'll also be joining Step 3 in the Central League for next season. Now, let's talk about the ever-changing Step 4. Now, the first thing we have to ask, James, is it all sorted now? Is that it?
As long as another team doesn't fold or decides they don't want to promote to Step 4, we've just got the AGM to get everything finalised, and away we go. It's all sorted, East and West next year.
Okie dokie, right. So, as a rugby league fan, I feel like I'm comfortable with this. It's like an M62 corridor thing. I'm happy with this. I don't have to, change my accent, divert away from talking about hot dogs. It's all pies and Vimto and mushy peas from here on in. Right, let's talk about East then. First things first, on the, let's call it the M1. Joining the league, we've got Marsh United and Morpeth Town from the Northern League. From the Northern Counties East, we've got Pickering Town and Pontefract Collieries. And from the United Counties, we've got Wishbeck Town. And also joining us in the last 48 hours, welcome, AFC Mansfield. They've joined us due to what's been going on with Andover not taking up promotion, and therefore, well, thanks for coming, Yackley, but you've left us now and gone to the Central. So it was nice having you, but
in fairness, that's normally what happens to Corby Town. I remember a couple of years ago speaking with their media side, they were promoted to at the MPL over 24 hours later to move back to the Southern League. But again, that's what happens at a sort of level. Yeah. This is why we have this period now before the fixtures get announced.
I was going to say, I did describe it as M1. It's more A1, isn't it? It's more A1, in brackets, well, A1M. Yeah, because that's the one that goes up to North East. So that's where we are now. So in a second, we'll try and speak to some of these clubs. Like I said, it is holiday season. If we don't get your club on, don't worry. This show will be back in August, and I'll make sure everyone is catered for. Just to finish things off with the M6 side of Step 4, joining us is Runcorn Linnets and Widnes from the North West Counties. Welcome. Joining them will be Atherton Coles, Clitheroe, Cone, Colwyn Bay, Drolsden, Gloucester North End, Kendal Town, Kidsgrove Athletic, Leek Town, Market Drayton Town, Mosley, Newcastle Town, Prescott Cables, Radcliffe. Thank you. Ramsbottom United, Skelmersdale United, Trafford and Chasetown. So Chasetown, you nearly left us. Welcome back. You're more than welcome. Welcome.
Plus side we keep having back now as well.
We keep Scott Dundas, don't we? That's more important.
That's true as well. Yeah, but Adam Parks as well with us still. Just
clinging
about.
Clinging on. Adam Parks. Let go, Adam. Let go. Just to say, I never mentioned the other teams on the A1 side of Step 4. Belper Town, Carlton Town, Brighouse Town. You nearly got the accent. You nearly were part of the Lancashire show for next season's Division 1 show. But you've been rescued and you're back in Yorkshire. Congratulations. So Brighouse Town, Cleethorpes Town, Frickley Athletic, Gresley, Lincoln United, Loughborough Dynamo, Ossett United, the newly formed club from Ossett Town and Ossett Albion. Sadly, Peterborough Sports have now left us. They were part of the setup, but they've gone to the Central League. So thank you, Peterborough Sports. But still with us is Sheffield, Spalding United, Stamford, Stocksbridge Park Steels and Tadcaster Albion. So that's Step 4 all covered. And obviously, when we come back after our summer break, the Division 1 show is going to be so northern. It's going to be everyone's accents are going to go out the window, James. It's just going to be incredible.
So we've no complaints from the Birmingham area anymore, have we? So
no complaints from the Birmingham area saying, can we have subtitles? None of that. Right. James, I think that's everything we need to talk about. Congratulations to everyone for smashing through 400,000 spectators in the Northern Premier League last season. That's a cracking effort. As we said as well, a big good luck to Adam Stevens, who's left Grantham Town, become manager at Colville Town. Speaking of Colville Town, welcome back to Tommy Brookbanks. He couldn't stay away, could he? He retired from management and has joined the board at Basford United. I've got a sneaky feeling that's because he didn't want to leave the Northern Premier League podcast. I'm just throwing it out there. And I think that's everything. So, James, a big thank you for joining us. We should say at this stage, we are going to have some interviews now with some clubs who've joined Step 4 and the Northern Premier League. But also just to say a big thank you to you, James, for your hard work, and to Dave Waters as well as part of the media team, and Angie there in the background on behalf of everyone at the show. Also, a big thanks to everyone at the Heat and Hops and all the regulars, Swampy, Berkey. Roy Seale's not been on this year. No, I'm not saying thanks to you.
He has.
No, he hasn't, has he?
One show? Yeah, he has. He's done two shows.
Roy, thank you. Simo, of course, thank you. And Richard Imper. It was nice while it lasted. He's now Billy Big Time in National League North. And also a big thank you to all our pundits who've been on the show. We will send out a tweet shortly, but the main ones I can think of is obviously Thomas Fina, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, Matt Carruthers, of course. Adam Parks, thank you. Kevin Moore, thank you, from Switch Radio.
Andrew Snaith.
I've said Andrew Snaith. Anyone else? I think that's everybody.
Can't think of anyone else off the top of my head, no.
I feel like we're forgetting someone.
I'll remember as soon as we stop talking.
No. I feel like I'm forgetting someone pretty pivotal.
I can't think of anyone.
I will do a full list of all the journalists you've been on. Obviously, there's been we've had loads of journalists come on from what am I talking about? John Walsh, of course. John Walsh from BBC Cumbria. But all the journalists who've come on the show and all the pundits, a big thank you. And thank you to you, dear listener, as well, for tuning in your droves. And thank you to the league overall for supporting this show for another season. And a big thank you for joining us all year. You have a lovely summer. Stay this side of the Pennines, and we'll speak to you very soon. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. And a quick one. Thank you for the 20 million of you that have seen the social media this year, including the 5 million of you that watched the last 2 weeks of the season.
Also, we should say a big good luck to Romulus and Ghoul, and we hope you bounce back soon. But James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us, and have a lovely summer. A big thank you there to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. So coming up, we're going to be interviewing some of the newbies to the league, including Pontefract Coles, Pickering Town, Mask United, Morpeth Town, Widnes. And joining us now on the other end of the phone, it's the chairman from the Champions of the North West Counties. It's Mark Buckley from Runcorn Linnets. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hiya, Ben. Great to be on the show.
Hey, well, welcome. And first things first, a big congratulations for a brilliant season. How's it been?
Well, it was quite euphoric on the final whistle on the final day. And to be honest, since then, we've not really stopped. It's not really had a chance to sink in for some of the people behind the scenes. The manager and the players have just managed to get away for a few days. This morning, they're off to Magaluf for a little bit of a celebration abroad, and hopefully for the next couple of days, it might just go a little bit quieter for us, and we might be able to take a bit stock of what we've achieved over the last 12 months.
I mean, what were your expectations going into this season for the Linnets? Obviously, it's a supporter-owned club formed in 2006. So I'm a member of a supporter-owned club, and it's all hands to the pump, isn't it? So what was your expectations for this season for what you could achieve as a fan-owned club?
As a fan-owned club, I think we were looking to do well this season. In the last 4 or 5 seasons, we've been there or thereabouts. We've been second 3 times, and obviously only one went up from the North West Counties for those seasons. And the manager, Michael Ellison, came in 2 summers ago. And in his first season, without adequate preparation, really, we began to see that there was a lot of signs of something good happening. And so really this season, when he's had a chance to have his own summer last, preparing, Expectations were high, I'll be honest. We were looking for a high finish, and he's done us proud, really. And to win the title was a real boost for everyone at the club and a real achievement. So we're really proud of him and what the club's achieved.
I keep doing football podcasts. I keep having to interview people who are about to go on holiday, and it's really annoying because I haven't got one booked.
Well,
there we go. That's good. As the chairman, when does the work start for preparations for next season? Because it's a very, very competitive league you're about to jump into with both feet. I mean, what are you expecting from yourselves
people,
and from the league?
People will laugh at this, but it honestly started about an hour after the final whistle on Bank Holiday Monday. We picked up the trophy and the players had a couple of drinks. But straight away, I could feel a rise in pressure and expectation. I know it sounds crazy, but straight away you could think, there's some pressure coming here. We've been under pressure for a few seasons to do well in the North West Counties, and I think immediately the way people started talking and the things were being said, I think the expectations already have gone up for our first season in Step 4 in the Northern Premier League. So there's been no stopping, to be honest, since that day when we picked up the trophy. Behind the scenes, we've been working constantly, working out budgets and how we can, back the manager as best we can, and things off the field as well, how we can improve the match day experience and what deals we can come up for spectators in the summer, maybe a deal on the season tickets to thank them for their incredible support last year. We are well supported. So it started straight away and it hasn't stopped. Like I say, like you, there's no chance of me getting a holiday in the next few months, that's for certain.
And I was going to say, obviously, on Twitter, you can follow Runcorn Linnets at Runcorn Linnets. And I was actually there last week. I was at the Bill Bant Linnets Stadium for a Women's Cup final. And it's a cracking facility you've got there. Is there anyone in particular you're looking forward to coming down for a visit next season in the league?
Everybody, to be honest. I mean, as we look through the teams that are in what will be the new Western Division of the Evo State, we've got a lot of old friends there that have made the transition up from Step 5 to Step 4. So we're looking forward to seeing Avon Coles, Glossop and Ramsbottom again. As you know, with it being a fan-owned club that's only 12 years old, a lot of the fan base were fans of the former club, Runcorn AFC. And so they'll be visiting, grounds that maybe they visited in the older days of the Northern Premier League. For me, looking through, I think there's only three grounds that I haven't been to, so I'm looking forward to going to Kendal, which I believe is really picturesque.
It is, it's lovely.
Chasetown I've never been to, and Market Drayton I've never been to. So, there's a lot of familiarity for the older fans there, and for the newer fans of Runcorn, and it's obviously there's some real new adventures. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody, to be honest. It's an exciting new chapter for the club.
Absolutely. Well, Mark Buckley, chairman at Runcorn Linnets, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. A big congratulations again. Have a lovely summer, and we'll be hearing from you next season in the NPL. From one side of the River Mersey now to the other, and the team also coming up from the North West Counties, Widnes, and joining us now, it's the joint manager, it's Kev Towey. Hello, Kev, how are you?
I'm good, Ben, how are you, Paul?
I'm all good. So it's been quite a significant season for Widnes, not just promoted, but also winners of the Macron Cup as well. It's been a great year for yourselves.
Yeah, it has. It's culminated with the Macron Cup on Tuesday night over at Fleetwood. It's been a mad couple of weeks at the end of the season.
It's actually been a mad couple of seasons, though, to be fair, as well. Because am I right in saying this is back to back promotions now for Widnes? It's been quite a scaling up the pyramid.
Yeah, it's the second promotion in 2 years. We won the first division last year, and we've been fortunate enough to finish as runners up to Linnets and go up this season as well.
So, at the moment, where are you tracking with your expectations? Because it looks like from the outside looking in that you're riding the crest of a wave at the minute as a football club.
Yeah, it has, and we go into Step 4, and to be fair, for quite a few lads already in the dressing room, it's not new territory. You look at our goalkeeper, the two centre halves, one of the full backs, one of the wingers. And I'm one of the centre forwards myself. So you've probably got six players who've got good Step 3, Step 4 experience. And then beyond that, we've got young lads, young hungry lads who I'm convinced can make the step up and make a name for themselves at this level.
Now, is there we've just spoke to Ron Conlinitz and I've been to the Millbank Linnet Stadium and it's a great facility. But no disrespect to them, but you am I right in saying that you take it up several stages further because you're playing at the Rugby League Stadium, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean it's not our own, you know, that's Ron Conlinitz's own ground. So that is something that we want. It is something we're striving for, and it is something within the next couple of years we're confident will be in place.
But is there any particular journeys you're looking forward to? Obviously, it's called the MPL Division 1 West, but it's the M6 division, really. Is there anywhere in particular you're looking forward to visiting next season?
Many of them I've visited before during my stint, you know, playing in them divisions in my younger days. But, talking about Ron Conlinitz, it's no secret that I'm actually a Runcorn Linnets fan, so it's quite weird. I grew up in Runcorn, and I've been watching them since, you know, the late 90s. So I'm looking forward to going back to the Millbank. Also, looking forward to playing at Skem United, another of my old clubs. And then some of the newer clubs like Chase Town, it'd be nice to go to there. And Kendall's always a nice coach journey, and there's always a nice place to play.
You're the second person to say Kendall. I'm going to just tell you that in two interviews. So everyone's looking forward to Kendall.
It's just a nice straight long journey. There's no winding roads. You know, it's straight up the M6, and the lads can have hopefully a good time on the way back with 3 points in the bag.
Absolutely. Well, I can't offer an opinion on that side of things, just to let you know. But for more information on Widnes, give them a follow on Twitter, Widnes_FC or widnesfootballclub.co.uk. Just before you go, Kev, when you do visit the website, you do notice that there's a mini section as well as a junior girls section. Is that something that the club's growing and developing all the time as like a community football club?
Yeah, so this season, so the 2017-18 season is the first season that this football club's had junior sides. We've had an under-7s, an under-9s boys, and an under-12s girls, of which the presentation is actually tonight along with the first team. We're doing it as one big club. And next season, I believe we're adding 3 or 4 other teams to that, so that'll grow to kind of 6 or 7. And we'll continue to grow till we've got at least one at every age group in the boys, and the same with the girls.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Well, Kev Towie, joint manager at Widnes, a big congratulations on a brilliant last couple of years. Welcome to the Northern Premier League. Have a lovely summer, and we'll be hearing from you next season. So, from the west side of the Pennines to the east side of the Pennines, very shortly, we're going to be catching up with Pickering Town, Mass United and Morpeth Town. But to kick things off with the A1M side of Division 1 in the Northern Premier League for next season, we're now joined by the champions from the Northern Counties East League. It's Pontefract Coles, assistant manager. It's Craig Rouse. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Hi, mate. Yeah, I'm good. Yourself?
I'm all good. I'm going to start off by revealing my research techniques. I've just been on your website, and it says for the 2017-18 season, who knows what the season has to offer, but after a good pre-season and the arrival of some quality additions, confidence is high in the camp, and we are hopeful of a good season. It's been a very good season, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think obviously it exceeded all expectations, really. I think We knew we had a good side. We knew we identified the targets early that we wanted to sign. We managed to get them through the door. So we knew that we'd got things that we needed to get. And as far as we're concerned, we expected to have a good season. Just how good, we weren't sure. But to do what we did was obviously a massive shock to everyone in the league. I mean, within our dressing room, we always talk, we always set expectations, we always set standards. And one of the standards were we felt we could go and compete in the league. But to run away with it and ended up winning it by 6 points like we did, probably even caught ourselves by surprise a little bit.
And not just that, bursting through the 100-point barrier as well. It's just been a phenomenal season, really, hasn't it? I mean, is the pressure on now, do you feel, to match that when it comes to when you enter step four next season?
As far as pressure, I wouldn't say there's any pressure on us. I mean, if you talk to any manager around our league, if you were talking this time last year, no one had us down for doing what we did. No one expected it. Like I said, we knew we could go in and cause a surprise. But to do what we did was phenomenal. I think we got 102 points, scored 130-something league goals, 170-odd in all competitions. So to do what we did was a real statement. And we went out there. And I think we caught teams by surprise early. And once we built up that momentum, we sort of carried that on. But there'll certainly be no pressure. We're at the highest stage now that the club's ever been. It'll certainly be a season that we'll go in there, we'll enjoy the season as a whole, and we'll go and try and do everything we can to make sure we have another successful season. As far as pressure goes, there's definitely none on anyone.
And at what stage did yourselves as a management team think about next season? Has it been something that's been on your radar for a while now? Or
well, I mean, when you look back, sort of January, February time, I think we're 21 points behind AFC Mansfield, albeit with 8 games in hand. But there's obviously the old saying in football is you'd rather have points on the board than games in hand. I mean, we were confident we could go and win them, but we certainly weren't planning for this season because we knew we had a long schedule ahead of us. We had a good run in the FA Vars. So, I mean, everything sort of, we were just engulfed in making sure we went game by game. And I think for the last 4 weeks, we're playing 3 and 4 times a week. So it's definitely hard to sort of look anywhere beyond that. So, I mean, the focus definitely now is on next year. And we obviously start planning now, but we've definitely done no forward planning as far as that's concerned.
And is there anywhere in particular you're looking forward to visiting next season?
I mean, really everywhere. I mean, there's sort of a lot of local games for us. Brickley is definitely a local game for us. Ossett, I think Brighouse are in there now. That's also West Yorkshire side. There's a few Barnsley lads in our team, so they'll be looking forward to trips such as like Stocksbridge and Sheffield FC. So yeah, there's a lot of local games for us now. So I think for us, we've got quite lucky. I think we're smack in the middle of everywhere. So we're not too overly concerned about the travel. I know I've sort of seen some fixtures where sort of Wisbeach will be going to Marsk and Martha, which, I mean, it seems a bit of a trek for them guys. But for us, we're looking forward to every challenge. We're looking forward to every new ground we can go to. And for a lot of us players, it'll be the ice level that they've played at. So they'll go in, they'll enjoy the occasion. They'll be playing at new grounds. So for them, I mean, for everyone involved sort of with the club, we'll go and sort of enjoy the occasion.
And finally then, Craig, just a quick plug for the club overall, at Ponty Coles FC on Twitter or pontyfractcolouries.co.uk. I noticed that there's a junior section at the club as well. Is that side of the club developing all the time, keeping its community roots?
Yeah, I mean, over the last few years, the junior side seems to have blossomed. We've also got disabilities football as well at the club, what the club's really proud of. And we sort of try and integrate all that into one club sort of feel. So everything that goes on, we sort of hope leads towards the first team, and we keep everyone involved with us. We're involved with them, and we hope the junior side keeps blossoming. But more importantly, I think when we took over, I think we had 50 fans average a game. We're now averaging nearly 200. So we hope that continues, because Pontefract is a sort of big size town. Albeit a rugby town on the main, but we want to continue growing. We want the junior teams to continue growing. We want the fan base to continue growing. And we want the club to just keep moving in the right direction.
Well, Craig Rouse, assistant manager at Pontefract Coles, a big congratulations for a great season. All the best to yourself and the guy who does the history section on the website, filling that out for the summer. A lot of great stuff gone on over the past 10 months. You keep up the good work, and we'll speak to you next season in the NPL. So, from Pontefract Coles now to the other team coming up from the Northern Counties East, it's Pickering Town. And joining us now, it's a committee member from the club, it's Mike Sturgis. Hello, Mike, how are you?
Hello there, I'm fine. Very happy.
I bet you are. A great promotion this season. How's this season been at the club?
It's been a great season. We've got a great bunch of lads, ably directed by good manager and good coaching staff. weather's played havoc with our fixtures, like a lot of people, which meant we ended up playing 4 games in 8 days at the end of the season. But we got there in the last game.
And it was a hell of a race, wasn't it, with AFC Mansfield? What was that like?
But it was probably better for us than it was for them, because they had the points in the bag and we had the games to play. And we went for the last game. 10 minutes from time, we scored the goal that took us out.
Excellent stuff. And obviously, Pickering Town now into the eastern side of Division 1. I'm calling it the A1M division this season for next season.
Yeah.
Is everyone at the club looking forward to this step up then for next season? Obviously, the likes of Tadcaster Albion and the like. It's going to be a very competitive division next season.
It'll be very competitive. We'll do reasonably well. We're hoping to make a mark in there. Just how far we can go up will depend on how well we play, obviously.
Is it kind of like a consolidation season? I mean, I have mentioned the likes of Tadcaster Albion. I could mention Brighouse Town as well, who made waves when they first came up from Step 5. It is a step where there's teams who've come up who have adapted quite well to this level.
We think we can adapt well, and our manager is aiming for the playoffs.
Excellent stuff. And finally, just a quick mention for everything else that's going on at Pickering Town. When I look at the website, there's loads of junior sides there. It's down as a community club. Can you just give us a bit of a scale about the size of Pickering Town Football Club and what you're going to be bringing to Step 4 next season?
Well, we hope to bring a bit of enthusiasm, a bit of excitement. The club is very much a community club with all sorts of people involved, from the real youngsters up to sort of people well past their 70-year-old birthday. So we're hoping to sort of bring some excitement to the league, and hopefully we can do so.
Excellent stuff. And for more information on Pickering Town, because listeners now, Pickering Town are now in the Northern Premier League, so give them a follow, Pickering Town FC on Twitter. Mike Sturgis, a committee member from Pickering Town, a big thank you for coming on the show. You got any holidays planned? It seems remarkable that I'm speaking about football towards the end of May. You got anything lined up?
I'm on holiday in July, and hopefully that won't be too soon.
There we go. Well, Mike, thanks for joining us. Big congratulations to you and everyone at the club on the promotion, and we'll be here for the next season. Take care. So, from the Northern Counties East now, all the way up to the Northern League, and we're going to kick things off with the champions. Joining us now for Mask United, it's the press officer, it's Martin Jobling. Hello, Martin, how are you?
Hello, Ben, I'm all right, thank you.
A big congratulations on quite a season up there for Mask. You must be dead chuffed with what's gone on the past 10 months or so.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's a lot of progress over the course of a few years, really, but this season has been phenomenal the way it came about. I mean, we had such a backlog of fixtures towards the end of the season, and we had to play something like 16 games in 30 days or something, and we managed to overhaul Morpeth to win the league.
Now, obviously, we are going to be hearing from Morpeth on this week's show as well, but because you're in the Northern League, I do have to ask you the question about the restructure that's gone on. Is it a challenge that you're going to be relishing next season, all the travelling outside of the Northern Heartlands?
It's definitely going to be an adventure. Travelling isn't ideal. You know, the so-called restructure doesn't seem to have worked too well in favour of the Northern clubs, but that's just something we have to deal with. Just to give an example to the listeners, the season just gone, Morpeth were the second longest trip we had in the league at about 69 miles or something, and next season they're going to be our second closest team in the league. So
there's Workington fans who listened to that then and went, is that all? but it is a challenge, but it's also a journey that many clubs from the Northern League have taken, the likes of South Shields, obviously, and Spennymoor and the like. But this is a geographical problem which you're pioneers, essentially. You're being put in this position. What's your hopes and expectations for next season, travelling aside?
It's hard to tell. I think a lot hinges on how much of the squad we manage to keep hold of. You know, we've got a lot of guys who mix football with their careers, so the travelling could be a problem for them, especially for the midweek games. So we'll kind of know what the expectations are once we know, you know, who we're keeping, who's going, who we need to sign. But I think on the face of it, it's just everyone's looking forward to the new challenge, whatever happens. You know, if we go straight back down after one season, we're going to enjoy it regardless. If we're up there challenging for a playoff place, then that would be magnificent.
And well, we've called this side of the Pennines that you're going to be playing on the A1M side of the Pennines. You're going to be doing a lot of travelling down that section of the motorway. Is there any particular games that you've been looking at going, I'm looking forward to that one?
I mean, I'm looking forward to all of them personally, but I think a lot of fans have maybe picked out Tadcaster as one that will be quite a fun away day, given its proximity to the local brewery, I think. A lot of our fans as well have fond memories of Frickley Athletic, because we went there a few years ago in the FA Cup and actually beat them when they were two divisions higher than us. So a nice one to revisit.
Excellent stuff. And finally then, Marty, just a quick mention for the club overall. Obviously, if you can follow them on Twitter, Mask United FC, just to say the spelling is, it's another Basford Basford situation, or Ilkeston Ilson, dear listener. It's M-A-R-S-K-E, Mask United FC. Just give us a bit of background about the scale of the club and community work that the club does.
I mean, it's a fairly youngish club by comparison. We celebrated our 60th anniversary a few years ago, and we played in the Northern League for 21 years until this season. Mask itself, it's a fishing village just on the east coast near Redcar. It's quite a big village, but still not big enough to be described as a town. And I think the club, for the size of what Mask is, I think it punches well above its weight. You know, we seem to be the perennial underdogs. Even in the Northern League, no one really talked about us as title contenders, but for the last 3 or 4 years, we were up there battling amongst the so-called big boys. You know, there's a great spirit within the club, fans and players alike. Everything's kind of a shared experience. You know, when we won the league, the fans were on the pitch celebrating alongside the players, getting the photos taken. It is a kind of we're all in this together kind of thing. Everyone does their bit, whether they're playing, whether they're a volunteer, whether they're a coach. And, you know, I think that kind of spreads throughout the village as well. Got a junior team now that it had its first season just gone, won the league in its first season. And hopefully that'll end up producing Mask United players in the future as well.
It's been a cracky season for Mask United. Welcome aboard, Martin Joblin, press officer from Mask United. Congratulations on the promotion, and we'll be hearing from you next season. So, from Mask United to the team also coming up from the Northern League, Morpeth Town, and joining us now, it's the manager, it's Nick Gray. Hello, Nick, how are you?
Good evening, Ben. I'm fine, thanks.
It's been a very good season. Obviously, there's the cup winners as well, and promoted into the NPL. How's it been the last 10 months or so?
The 10 months has been tough, long as it usually is in the Northern League, you know. We had a real good start to the season. The first half of the season, we were flying. Then we had a lot of games due to the weather. That far ahead, I think we didn't realise if we lost the game, it would have made a difference at the end, and unfortunately it did. But you know, I think it was really tough the last 6 weeks for everyone in the league. Now we're promoting, we've got a new challenge to look forward to next season.
Now, we've just had Mask United on, and obviously one of the things that we also keep up to date with stuff going on up at that end of the A1 with Matt Carruthers, who comes on often from the North East Football Podcast. And obviously one of the big bones of contention with the Northern League is obviously the restructure. You're a lot further north than most teams. How are you taking to this challenge of for next season?
We're 44 miles from Scotland. That's how far we are, you know. It's been thrown on us this year. Are we going up or not going up? Okay, we're going up. Who we're playing? We don't know. Today, we've been finished 2-3 weeks and we still don't know exactly who we're playing in the league next season, which is really difficult, you know. But, it is what it is. It is going to be challenging next season. I think the important thing for next year is that you get a group of lads who are going to be work hard on the pitch and going to be good friends and off the pitch, because you've got to spend a lot of time with these lads off the pitch with travelling and all that, and you can't have any bad eggs, or you can't have any. You've got to be all in it together, and that's what we'll definitely be looking to do next season.
And how much of a challenge is that? Because I want, you know, we hear from the likes of Chris Hardy at Whitby. You know, it's difficult to recruit sometimes players when you've got the Northern League there. Some players don't like the travelling side of it, and you've had to come to this slightly late, haven't you? The preparations for next season. How difficult is that side of things, and recruitment looking ahead to next season?
Well, recruitment is difficult. I mean, we need to make changes from last season. There might be some forced changes from last season due to the travelling, you know, which is unfortunate, because I signed lads on a 2-year deal last year to play in the Northern League. Now, obviously, we now are going into the Ebro stick. So them lads have got to make decisions to make. And it is going to be challenging for us because, you know, we're stuck in an area, like I say, it's 44 miles south of Scotland. So, you know, for me to get players from the different areas is really difficult. Now, what I have to do, I have to get from a different area, say Middlesbrough or even Moss, which is an hour and a half away from us. I can't just sign one. I'd really have to look at sign 3 and 4, so it's worth people travelling together. And that's when it gets more difficult, trying to, you know, try and get 3-4 players from a different area. So the recruitment side is going to be difficult. But, listen, you can make excuses. You can look for something to blame, but the bottom line is we're in this league. We're going to give it the best shot we can. It is a new challenge to everyone at the club. It's going to be difficult for the volunteers to be spending every other Saturday away from the loved ones all day. But we're going to go in it to try and win it. There's no point in that. This year we underachieved a little bit, but there'll be no stone unturned going into the league next year, and we'll be given everything. Me right down to the everyone at the club, from working behind the scenes, to give it our best shot next year. And we're in there now, and we're going to make the most of it and try and not just be in the league, we're going to try and go higher again.
I mean, I was going to say, I mean, obviously FA Vars winners a couple of seasons ago, so, you know, you're no strangers to silverware, and you are going to some far-flung exotic places like Mansfield, for example. I feel like I should offer you some tourist advice, though, and you know, mention the pies, the pies and peas at Frickley Athletic and Stocksbridge. Sensational. Don't miss out on them this season. But for more information on Morpeth Town, Morpeth Town AFC on Twitter, or Morpeth Town FC .com, the website, cracking club, and we're looking forward to having you as part of the MPL family next season. Nick Gray, a big congratulations for a great season at the club, and have a lovely summer, and we'll speak to you next season. So, from the Northern League all the way down the A1 down to the United Counties, and joining us now from the runners-up from the United Counties Premier Division, the manager at Wisbeach Town. Please welcome to the show, Gary Setchell.
Are you all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. So a big thank you for joining us. Quite a tense race in the United Counties. How was the last 10 months?
Well, that was good. I mean, I joined in September and the team were 16th in the league. They'd lost 4 of the first 6 games, and we managed to claw ourselves into a title race where, you know, there was 5 or 6 teams going for it, and, you know, towards the end, with 3 or 4 games to go, there was us, Newport Pagnell and Yaxley, and we lost to Newport Pagnell, but then we won 5 on the spin, and ironically, on the last day of the season, if we'd have won our last game, we'd have won the title, but unfortunately, we drew the game, we lost out on goal difference, but promotion was a great season, and we enjoyed it, and obviously looking forward to step 4 football in the MPL.
Now, we've just been speaking to, obviously, 2 clubs up in the North East, and obviously the main topic of conversation there, apart from the success of promotion, is obviously the travelling side of things.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I mean, obviously, a lot of attention has been given to the North East and their travel arrangements, but for Wisbeach, you're going to be doing a lot of travelling this season. How are you seeing that side of things from a management point of view?
That's not ideal, obviously, financially. You know, you know, the club's going to be stretched. We're going to have probably one of the smallest budgets in the league. And, you know, some of that is due to the travelling costs. You know, they've restructured the pyramid this year. But, you know, there's other clubs playing at a higher level who are going to do a lot less travelling than us. And I guess that's just where we're situated. You know, we'd have probably been best off in the central section, but they've put us in the, I think it's the eastern section. And obviously we're going to be going right up to, you know, Morpeth for the ones who are going to really be struggling, because they've got to come down 4, 5, 6 times. We've only got to go up there once. But sort of us and Morpeth are out on a limb. They're at the top, we're at the bottom, and we've got to sort of wing it to get here, there and everywhere. But that's what it is. You know, we're happy with the promotion. We're going to do our best. You know, we're gonna cut a cloth accordingly, and hopefully we can, you know, not necessarily be in the mix, but we can hold our own next year for sure.
And this is the thing. I mean, we've dealt with this in the past before about, you know, the alignments, and you're right on the border, actually south of King's Lynn, if the truth be known. It's that means that basically when it comes to player recruitment, you're going to be after looking for players on the way up the A1 rather than west towards Birmingham.
Yeah, that takes a lot of players out of, you know, I can't go sort of Norwich way, Yarmouth way, I've got to go sort of Lincolnshire way, and that's going to be a problem as well. But, you know, I used to manage King's Lynn as well when we was in the Northern Prem and the Southern Prem, so I know what that's all about. And, you know, we're just going to have to, you know, we have to grin and bear it. That's not ideal, but, you know, I'd rather that than be back at step 5. So we're going to enjoy it, we're going to do our best, and, you know, what will be.
Absolutely. And I should say, you talk about geographical alignments, even further south, Lowestoft, they used to be in the National League North. Closer to Belgium than to where we were setting off from in Manchester. But anyway, just for more information on Wisbeach Town, at Wisbeach Town FC, just to clarify the spelling, it's Wisbech and wisbeachtownfc.co.uk. Just before you go, Gary, just a quick introduction overall for the size of the club. Any community work and that kind of thing the club does.
Well, you know, we're probably going to be one of the small. This is only the second time ever the club's been up to step 4. I think they had a little ill-fated visit at step 4 probably 22 years ago, and obviously they've been step 5 ever since. We've managed to get them back to step 4, and hopefully, you know, we can consolidate, stay in the league, and, you know, push on from there. There's plenty going on behind the scenes to try and make us a bigger and better club. But, you know, grassroots football, that's very tough. There's so much football on Sky, and there's so much money, you know, Saturday dinner time games. You ain't getting the support that a lot of non-league teams get, not just Wisbeach, but non-league football in general. So, you know, you have to rely on a lot of volunteers. You have to rely on a lot of hard work, and, you know, we're no different than probably a lot of the clubs in our league.
Well, Gary Setchell, manager at Wisbeach Town, a big congratulations on your promotion. Welcome to the NPL. Just to let you know, the podcast at this level is superb. So any exposure you need, any bits of good news, just let us know, and we'll get you on during next season. And have a lovely summer. Enjoy the cup final.
Thank you very much.
Finally then, for this week's show, there's one last team that we've not caught up with yet, and that's AFC Mansfield. And joining me now on the other end of the phone, celebrating promotion, it's Chairman, it's Andy Saunders. Hello, Andy, how are you?
I'm very well, Ben. In Sheffield at the moment, with the lads having a few celebrated drinks on our golden ticket promotion.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your golden ticket promotion. At what point did you know you were going to get promoted?
About quarter to 11 last Tuesday, when basically I received an email to confirm that we were actually being offered a place.
And obviously it comes on the back of a very competitive promotion race anyway in the counties. It has been a very long season, but I take it you'll take this promotion regardless.
Exactly. I think over the sort of games, you know, we've fully deserved it. You know, we were top of the league in the Northern Counties for about 137 days. I think the lads have sort of had an absolutely tremendous season. You know, both in the league, both in the FA Cup, and I think it's fully deserved.
And it comes on the back. It's been quite a rise when we talk about promotions and that kind of thing for AFC Mansfield. What's this journey been like over the last few seasons?
Absolutely fantastic. So the club was formed in 2012 by three ex-directors who were at Mansfield Town Football Club. We set the stall out. We said, basically, we'd like Evo Stick football, you know, within sort of 6 or 7 years. And it's now become a reality.
And you can find out more about the club on Twitter at AFC Mansfield and afcmansfield.net. But when you go on there, there's not just the first team, but there's the Young Bulls as well, all kinds of age ranges. Can you give us a bit of background about the club and the scale of the club?
Yeah, we've got about sort of eight sort of youth teams at this moment in time, from under eight through to sort of under 16s. That part of the club sort of hopefully will expand this season. We're looking to actually sort of bring in a disabled team this season, you know, and a ladies' side. So everything's looking sort of quite good. You know, we used to run sort of an under-19s, but we had a setback from that last season. That may sort of start again this season. But we've been lucky in that sort of one or two sort of lads have sort of come through the ranks at other clubs, which we'll be able to pick up. And as I say, it's... all looking good for the future.
Brilliant stuff. And looking ahead then to the future, obviously, you know, it is a golden ticket promotion. Where are you on track now with regards to your trajectory, where you'd like the club to be? And what's your aspirations going into next season about what Mansfield can achieve?
Well, I think moving into next season, it'll be a season sort of getting to know the league, getting to know sort of... other clubs in the league, getting to know players, etc. And it'll be a year of sort of consolidating ourselves actually in the Northern Premier.
And any particular trip you're looking forward to next season?
To be honest with you, I think lots of the sort of like clubs who are actually in that league are interesting. I'm looking forward to the trip up to Morpeth in just north of Newcastle. You know, I saw them in the FA Vars final a couple of years ago, last year or the year before. So, yeah, looking forward to that one. Looking forward to local games against Carlton and Belper, you know. So it'll all be interesting.
Enjoy your celebrations. And have you got? I take it you've got a holiday booked. I keep speaking to chairman and managers on the show, and everyone seems to be going on holiday apart from me. And then you're coming back and everything ready for next season, I take it.
Well, unfortunately, I've got nothing booked at the moment because, unfortunately, there's lots and lots of new over the next few weeks. So we'll look at that probably a week or so before the season starts.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Andy Saunders, thanks for joining us from AFC Mansfield. Congratulations on the promotion, and we'll speak to you next season. And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's show. And, of course, that is the end for the Evo Stick NPL show for the 2017-18 season. A big thank you to all my guests for not just this week's show, but throughout the whole of the season. A big thank you to James Hayes, who's joined us week in, week out. And a big thank you to all the pundits, broadcasters and journalists who've joined us throughout the last 10 months or so. That's it for this show for this season. We'll be back in August for a series of preview shows, that's right. But in the meantime, don't forget you can keep up to date with all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter, that's at NPL Show. But that's it for the NPL show for 2017-18. I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this summer to have fun, enjoy yourself, take time away from football, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.